Blog Talk Radio.
For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? Man that is born of a woman is a few days and full of trouble. But he knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death?
Is as the flower of the field, the grass withereth, the flower fainteth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, no discharge in that war.
Serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.
Shalom, shalom, shalom.
all that are gathered here tonight on this edition of Blog Talk Radio. This is your host tonight, Teacher Shane, here up here in the tabernacle. Hallelujah, my heart's always indicted in a good matter. It's good to be with you here this evening. I'm praying that everyone, that their love and their faith is failing them not. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit has really been really striving with us for quite a few months and weeks here. Seems that the people of Yah are really fighting doubt and unbelief. Shouldn't be so. Shouldn't be so. If we would just receive the word and let this word permeate our thought patterns, let it defibrillate our feelings, our emotions, our wants, our desires, our lust. Let it dishevel them, if I can use the word. Too many people got the cares of this life ruling in their hearts and in their minds. And this is one of the biggest doors that the Hasatan will do in corrupting the hearing. A lot of people think they hear, but we see always in performance how that thing which they thought they heard, how it was planted and what fruit it gave. Saints of the Most High, I pray, as always, that you're encouraged, that the word yesterday that was delivered by dear shepherd, servant, Pastor Dow, hope it resonates with you throughout all this week. Because we need faith. We need to really, really hone our ears, our hearing to the very thing that Yah wants us here. We're too much hearing our own selves, our own thoughts, our own volitions, our own strivings. It's clouding out the thing that's desiring to give us life. It's clouding out that thing that wants to consume us, which is called love. It's clouding out and trying to rip us out of the love of Yah, out of this love story. This is not just another love story. This is the real thing. This is the true substance. This is the essence of the Creator himself. And if you want to know him, love. So saints, let us continue tonight as we continue our journey in the book of Hebrews. And if you are Hebrew, you'll probably hear the words. The Most High wants his people to be whole. A lot of us don't want to be whole. We want to stay confused. We want to stay fragmented. We want to stay distorted. And we should not be, saints of the Most High, you child of Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hopefully, let me jump over here and see how we're coming in. Hallelujah. We got 10s. Good. Very good tonight. Good to hear. Thank you, my brothers and my sisters that are in the chat room tonight, that are so lovingly here as we support one another. I pray that you have your heart in anticipation, expectation always from the Most High himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read you something here. And I'll tell you later what I'm reading from. But just listen. Listen. Listen how this resonates. Beware, therefore, lest you refuse him who speaks to you. For if they were not delivered who refused him who spoke with them on earth. You hear that? They were not delivered who refused him who spake with them on earth. Much more can we not escape if we refuse him who speaks to us from heaven. He is the one whose voice shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, once more, I will shake not only the earth, but also the heaven. And these words, once more, signify the change of things which may be shaken, because they are made in order that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Therefore, receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, where is the kingdom of heaven? Where is the kingdom of Yah? Therefore, receiving, child of Yah, have you received? Therefore, receiving a kingdom which cannot be shaken, let us, who's received a kingdom which cannot be shaken? Let us hold fast that grace whereby we may serve and please Yah with reverence and holy fear. Why? And it says, for our Yah is a consuming fire. Word later on says, tells us that Yah is love. And if Yah is love, then what is that that should consume us? What is that spoken which should enter in through not the natural ears, though we hear with the natural ears? It's that inner man that you heard that does not have disease, that does not have infirmity. That inner man does not have pain. That inner man does not experience the things of the temporal man, this outward man that is perishing day by day. So the word is trying to get us to put a difference between the two. Word of Yah is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. It makes known what needs to be made known. A lot of people that are out here confessing themselves to be Hebrews. So again, I will reiterate, they do not know Yah as a spirit. They have no relationship. They have no experience because he is not in them. And dare not. And you know the true people of Yah, they know that they will suffer. But the suffering is for our good. The suffering is for our perfection. The suffering is for our maturing. As the word tells you, if you don't suffer, you don't reign. But they read how our master and our savior, how he suffered. All the way to putting that body on that tree, suffering all the days of his earthly life. Why? Yah has given him children. And his love propelled him to nail that body on a tree, taking it out of the way, if we perchance might receive that word. when he was raised up on high and we beheld him. Well, how do you behold him? Have you reckoned yourself likewise to be crucified with him? How many of us, children of Yah, have seen ourselves up on that tree? As he has suffered, so we suffer. So what I just got through reading was the end of chapter 12, if we want to call chapters and divisions. And from the New Testament, George M. Lanza, Aramaic Peshitta. I was reading that before I come up, and I had to bring that and share it with my brothers and sisters. Because it is relevant to our day and our hour. We got too much of the wrong word in our mind, in our hearts. We have lived most of our lives in the word of death. And now the word of life is reaching out to you. Don't you want it? Don't you feel that inner man within you, that renewed man striving to continually receive from that? As he was created with the pure word, and he needs the pure word to feed him. He needs that holy word to feed him. He come from Yah. The very essence of Yah, the being of Yah in every one of his children. It's a beautiful thing. It's an awesome opportunity in this time and this hour when the scroll is getting ready to be rolled up. When we hear those that went on before us cannot be made perfect till we come in. We are one people. We serve one Yah. We have one faith, and we've been through one baptism. Understanding this, for our Yah is a consuming fire. And if we take, you know, the divisions out, the chapter and the verse, you hear me so many times barking, you know, read. Try to read your Bible without the chapters and the verse. Let the Spirit of Yah keep you in the word which is being spoken. Do not let the verse and the chapter deceive you. As I've seen so many times, as I sit down and desire to read the word of Yah, I read it in its fullness. I read it in its context. I read it in its meaning. I don't stop at Hebrews chapter 12, verse 29, and then stop all thoughts and stop, you know, all meditation, because I'm getting ready to go to, the manner of some is, or the manner of way is, you go into another chapter or so, we've got to put on a new thought pattern. It's not so. Not so. Not so. Not so. For our Yah is a consuming fire. And then that just push away the chapter division here. For our Yah is a consuming fire, let brotherly love continue. For our Yah is a consuming fire. We have a kingdom we have received. We have a dominion within us that many of us are still yet to tap into. And I pray that as we go on in this journey, as you go on in this walk, as you suffer for his name's sake, it's a beautiful thing about suffering as he has suffered, the experience that happens within, the relationship, the fellowship of sufferings that happens within. It is something that is being etched eternally in our being. That when this flesh and this blood goes back where it comes from, there's going to be a remaining substance. And the Most High Yah in this time, in this hour, is trying to get that remaining substance in us. That thing is going to carry us into the kingdom. So this brotherly love, it's an odd thing to a lot of people that call themselves Hebrews. Their manifestations, their walk, and their talk, and their manner of life, it seems so much contrary to what the order of the word has given us, that at any time the Most High may raise up. What if the Most High raised up a man that had a blue hue to him? Would you receive him even though the word of Yah is coming out of him mightily? And you see his works, that his mannerism is always there toward love, toward he don't seek his own, but he seeks the welfare of another. He desires to see his brothers and his sisters free. Not only does he speak it, but his words actually have a substance. They actually show a body of that which is within him. There is a kingdom that is within us that, if we allow it to do its work, to do its purpose, it will animate these fingers. It will animate these feet. It will animate everything about this body. We need to let the word of Yah have dominion. We need to let love have dominion in us. Too much things in this world having dominion over our minds, over our souls, over our spirits. Yah is a consuming fire, and many people don't want to be consumed. Just as our ancients of old, when they heard him speak from on high, they exceedingly quaked and trembled. And there's no new thing under the sun. They heard the word externally from a voice from on high that blackened the mountains. And that very word that was spoken, the commandments, the precepts of love. No longer it has to be spoken from a mountain. This thing is written in our hearts and in our minds now. It's etched in there by fire. Etched in there by experience. Etched in there by suffering one another. It's etched in there by iron sharpening iron. Will you love your brother? Will you love your sister? Well, I see, you know, they come short in this fleshly area. I see they come short in this and that. But is this the true relationship that we should have one with another? When the Most High Yah knows our very internal being. He knows our fears. He knows our lust. He knows our temptations. But at any time, anywhere, have we seen the Most High Yah use it against us? The beautiful thing about this love story that I see the Most High Yah that His love commends towards us to a point that that thing which detests Him, which is an abomination to Him, He sends His word, He sends His love to drive it out of you. He desires you to be delivered. He don't want you to be kept in that prison no more. He don't want you to be in them chains no more. But some people love the chains. They've lived so long a life hearing the rattling of these chains and pulling all this weight around. And they think within themselves, I don't know other which way to live. You're not living. You want to live, lay aside every weight and every sin that easily so besets us. Well, how do I do it? Receive ye the word. He's always giving you a way of escaping. He's always speaking. Love is reaching out. Constantly, He's got a hand out to you. Many of us have been pulled out of a hellish miry clay, hellish pit. And now we hear up on high, and we still want to look at the things that are below? No. Look to where your help comes from. Look to the source of love. Look and receive from the water of life. And the Almighty knows all of our faults. But there's one thing that He does. He provides all of our needs according to His riches and glory. Just as Job, when he saw in Job this realm of fear, He loved Job enough, and He immersed Job in so much love that very thing which held Job back from a closer walk with his master. And Mosiah continued and continued and suffered and suffered because He loves, because He is long-suffering, because Yah is love. Yah is a consuming fire. And we read so many chapters where Job was resisting this love until he come to the point where he heard the word of Yah. And he let the word, he let the love of Yah, the fire of Yah, consume him. He humbled himself in the sight of Yah. Too many people want to humble themselves in the sight of the world. What are they going to say about me here? What are they going to say about me there? What are they look at me here? If I quit putting on this and quit putting on that, what are they going to say? The fear of man has always been a snare to the people of Yah. Let brotherly love continue. Let brotherly love continue. For Yah is a consuming fire. So let brotherly love continue if you're consumed by Yah. If you're not consumed by Him, then you might have a trouble letting brotherly love continue. Because we need to wake up consumed with Yah. We need to go to our laying our head on the pillow consumed with Yah. We need to go to our job site consumed with Yah. Consumed with His love. Without backbiting, without murmuring, without complaining. We see this death in us. I hate complaining. I see it in myself, and in this time as our there is this crazy thing of complaining that raises its voice every now and then up out of me. And I know the Most High, I don't love it. I know the Most High, I don't receive it. I know it don't give glory to our Savior. I know it's unfruitful, and it bears no life. But it genders unto bitterness and doubt and such like. So, seeing this thing in me. I need to let Yah consume me with his love so that somehow, some way I can be free of this. That's the beautiful thing about deliverance, freeing one another, knowing one another, striving with one another, long-suffering with one another. We many times have been compassed with weaknesses. When we've seen our Most High Yah through his infinite love and boundless love deliver us and make us strong in that weakness. See, the God of this world has made pure weakness, holy weakness, a nasty thing. Meekness. He's made meekness to be as though it's deplorable. Let brotherly love continue. For our Yah is a consuming fire. And the same note it goes on. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. Strangers, huh? Let brotherly love continue. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. For our Yah is a consuming fire. So if we're consumed with Yah, then brotherly love can continue to help us not to forget to entertain strangers. I'm going to turn over here as I've been forwarded here. I want to speak to you again. It's not just another love story. I am grateful for his love. I am grateful for his mercy. I'm grateful for his long-suffering. I am grateful for his temperance. We have yet to know the depth and the length and the width and the height of the love that has been shed toward us. But if you stay in this walk, if you stay in the suffering, you stay in the war, you will know. And you will be strong. And you will be mighty. And you will be able to do exploits. Because of love? Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've turned over here to 1 John chapter 2. Start at verse 3. It says, and hereby we do know that we know him who, the consuming fire, if we keep his commandments. It's amazing that consuming fire with his fingers etched on two tables of stone, the very precepts of life, the very precepts of love. And that thing which has been put upon stone now is put upon the fleshly tables of our heart. Thanks to the Most High Yah consuming us and filling us with his spirit. And it says, and hereby what? We do know that we know him. How do we know you, Most High? If we keep your commandments? Because it goes on and says, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is the liar, and the truth is what? Not in him. Got so many people out here parading truth outwardly. It's another thing to have truth in the inward parts. Too many people walking out here with truth, they so-called think they got truth, but it is not entered into their hearts. And not entered into their minds. Therefore, the truth that they give is so temporal. I'd rather have that eternal truth, that living truth, that loving truth abiding in me, not in my flesh, because it cannot abide in my flesh. My flesh is temporary. Day by day, it is weakening. It is getting older. But I really, really, really got to get into an association and to a conversation and to a realization of my true essence. Yah is our true essence. And if we want to know ourselves as He knows us, we'll quit downing ourselves and deriding ourselves and receive His engrafted word of how He feels towards us. Many of us were sinners in times of old. But while you were sinning, guess who was up on the cross for you? What a love story, huh? What a love story. When He was not in your mind and not in your heart, while you was swimming in death and bitterness and sin, there was one up on a tree loving you. There was one up on a tree knowing that when that time comes, He will consume you. And as time goes on, He desires to consume you more and more and more. As the song says, I want to be more and more like Jesus. I want to be more and more like Him. But how am I going to be more and more like Jesus if I don't suffer with Him? And if we don't suffer with one another, if we don't sharpen one another, and if we don't love one another, if we don't love ourselves, and if we don't have a true love of the Most High, we will not consist. We will not stay in this world. We will not have our feet put in high places. Most High has always been there to take His people above judgment. He's never appointed His people to wrath. But His whole intent is to get His people to salvation. He that saith, I know Him and keepeth not His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in Him. Yeshua, the truth, the way, and the life, huh? But whoso keepeth His word, that's something you got to keep. And then this fleshly man cannot keep it. We know we've got to make a difference between the two. The Christians try to perform the word of Yah with their outward man. It's why this is failing so much. It's why the Christian churches are riddled with faggots and homosexuals and dog lovers and cat lovers and cactus lovers or whatever they may be. Just going off the deep end, going straight into, deeper and deeper corruption and malfunction. But whoso keepeth His word in Him, boy, this in word, I remember a while back doing a teaching on the two-letter word in, which has such great weight if we just really sit back and meditate on it. Which in it's talking about? Talking about that new man always when it's talking about in. Talking about that new man, that new creature, which is in Christ. We've got to really, really, really get in touch with the eternal. Forsake this temporal. We can see it day by day. It's crumbling. It's not consisting. But it's something about the word of Yah that keeps our mind together. It keeps our soul intact. that keeps our spirit strong. But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily. So you got to keep the word in you? Verily is the love of Yah. What? Keepeth the word, the commandments. But whoso keepeth his word. What word are you talking about? He that saith, know him, keep not his commandments. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of Yah perfected. So this word is going to do a work. This word is going to cut. It's going to divide. There's any inhabitants within the house of Yah, this word has a way of cleaning house. And I thank Yah for his word. I thank Yah for light. I've seen so many people that are hiding in their own closets. And the word of Yah is knocking at the door continually, and they're hiding from the word of Yah. They don't want to be found out. Rather, the people rather put on the makeup of hypocrisy, the makeup of stage playing, the makeup of acting. But whoso keepeth his word in him, verily is the love of Yah perfected. And hereby all this, we know that we are in him. If his word, if he is the word and he's in us, then we know that we are in him. And if we're in him, I know Yeshua loved his own body. And as the, you know, this great mystery says, you know, the husband's body is, belongs to the wife, and the wife's body belongs to the husband, and the power is rendered unto each other. It's a beautiful thing we sit back and put this one word together. L-O-V-E. Read it from Genesis to Revelation. This love story. The very thing that had been missing all of our life, been missing all of our being. Oh, now suddenly when you knew that there was Yah, now you get a chance to journey with love. For Yah is love. Yah is a consuming fire. And in this, he says, let brotherly love continue. And this journey is a continuing journey. And our eyes is not on ourselves, but it's on the one set before us. The prize, trying to get home. More and more days goes on, I've learned immensely how much this world, this temporal world, is not my home. I am thankful that the inner man, the man that is being perfected in me, the one that's going to exist once this flesh and blood is shed away. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk, even as he walked. And we see how all those that went on before us, how they walked, how they talked. We've seen David's failures. We've seen Abraham's failures. We've seen his cliques and problems. How many of us actually hearing this word? I don't like David. I don't love David. I don't love Abraham. I don't love Paul. I don't love Matthew. I don't love John. I don't love Noah. Let brotherly love continue. And if we really truly love our brother David, and actually get into how his heart went out with words. How many times do we run to the Psalms as a shelter? Run to the Psalms as a comfort. Run to the Psalms as strength. I've run to it many times just to hear the word of love. Just even hear David utter his heart before the Most High. Even though it's written down on paper and down on letters, I can sit there and read. And by the Spirit of Yah, get taught this great relationship of love. Even though David numbered the people, and this so infuriated the Most High Yah, he still gave him three precepts of love. And still everything that was done in love. And then, you know, such a great thing, you know, to have upon, you know, David had this all upon his conscience. Didn't want to fall in the hand of man. Let me fall in the hand of Yah. Because I know my Yah is merciful. I know his love. Man don't have love. The things of this world cannot and will not have the love of Yah. But even though three things were given to him, it was still merciful, was still loving. And being pressed in this press, just think how much that love purged David at that time. How much that threshing of having that in his being and in his heart, you know, having fellowship with that suffering and that sorrow. Everything that his actions have done and how so many people have perished that weight upon him. Just think how much that love and being baptized with that type of fire purged his conscience, purged his heart. Man, he let it do so. Even so, the death of the child by Bathsheba. We really got to get in tune with this spirit, the Spirit of Yah. Yah is love. Do we really want to love? I've seen so many people do not want to love as Yah loved. But if you know the Spirit is in you of a truth, you will love if you humble yourselves in the sight of Yah. Let him do his will, do his purpose. We are vessels. We are children. We've been bought with a price. Love bought us. We've got lots to be thankful for. Don't let the cares of this life drag you down. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment, which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. And again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in him and in you. In him, which thing is true in him and in you. Notice that fellowship? Because the darkness is past. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! I hate the darkness of bitterness. I hate the darkness of envy and jealousy. I must let the light of the Word of Yah find these things in me. Because if I want to love Yah, I don't want these things that are in me keep me from the love of Yah. And you should not. As a word, as a sharp two-edged sword, and as a great light, shine. It's in you and it has to be spoken. The word has to be spoken. If you refuse him that speak on earth, might as well refuse him that's speaking from heaven. It's a sad thing that we, the people of Yah, can't get to the place of knowing each one after the Spirit. To hell with this flesh. To hell with this temporal life. Back to the dust of where you come from. You're not giving no life to me. My Yah is life. My Yah is love. And he's in me and I in him. So if I am him and he's in me, then there is a consuming fire continually in motion. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. He that saith that he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness, even unto now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, abideth in the light as well. And there is none occasion of stumbling in him. Why? Because he loves his brother. Yeshua loves us and never has stumbled in that love. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth. Because that darkness hath blinded his eyes. Blinded his eyes. Why? Because he don't love. He don't love. He don't love. Let brotherly love continue, for our Yah is a consuming fire. And again, as we let brotherly love continue, be not forgetful to entertain strangers. Why? For thereby some have entertained messengers, angels, unawares. But if brotherly love continues, then you have a place to entertain the stranger. Stranger? I think in the Greek it's 5381. Philoxenia. Love of strangers, hospitality, entertain. And it is rendered love. Strangers, philoxenia. Let me go to 1 Peter here real quick. 1 Peter 4. Starting at verse 7. It says, but the end of all things is at hand. Be therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. Why? For charity shall cover a multitude of sins. And it says, use hospitality one to another without any grudge. I don't want to do that. I ain't got time for this. I don't know what he want. I always want this. I always want that. I don't know. And it says, as every man have received the gift of love, even so minister the same one to it. Have you received Christ and you want to walk as he walked? Walk. Anytime we know, I know that Yeshua does not hate his brothers. Yeshua does not hate his sisters. If you're a child of Yah, you're not hated. You're accepted in the beloved. and just let these words of life being accepted in the Beloved, let it burn as a consuming fire to get all of that rejection out of you. There's one thing that's powerful against the spirit of rejection. Once you receive that word that I am accepted in the Beloved, my whole being is consumed by this very word, then what place does rejection have for it? If that cup is full of love, there's no place no more for rejection. For if that whole being is consumed in love, what else can be put in there? Well, a man must wake up every morning. Woman must wake up every morning. A child of Yah must wake up. Start filling that cup. Get that cup full before you go out and do the day's labors. When you lay your head down, make sure that cup is still full. As you know, the Hasatan and all the wicked spirits, they love the cover of darkness. Even, you know, natural darkness. It's amazing if our mind is on the love of Yah, on the word of Yah, we stay in peace. We stay in safety. We stay in security. We stay in strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Again, I'm encouraged to go over here to Romans. Let's see. Romans chapter 12. Let's see what the epistle to the Romans says here. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Always cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. In honor. Strength and honor. Preferring one another. Not slothful in business. If you love, you won't be slothful in business. If you love, you'll be patient in tribulation. If you're in brotherly love, you'll continue instant in prayer. Why? Because you'll distribute. You'll be distributing to the necessity of saints. Because you're given to hospitality because brotherly love continues. Given to hospitality. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be not forgetful. Let brotherly love continue. Our Yah is a consuming fire. So as the consuming going on, we will not be forgetful to entertain strangers. For thereby some have entertained angels unaware. Hallelujah. Let me go to Galatians here real quick. I got a lot of words tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. These are words of life, words of love, words that's going to keep us safe. You love, these words are going to be a beacon. It's going to be a strength. It's going to be a tower. It's going to be a shield. It's going to be a buckler. Galatians 5:5-6. I should have brought some water in here. Hallelujah. For we, through the Spirit, Galatians 5, verses 5 and 6, and I'm going to stay in and go a little bit farther. For we, through the Spirit, wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision. It's talking about our cuttings in the flesh. So we're now in the full immersion of His love, full immersion of His servanthood, full immersion of His giving. We don't need no more outward signs to show that we have been covenanted with Him. This thing is taking place inwardly. As in Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ. Not on, not around, not above. But in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision. What availeth though? But faith which worketh by love. So we need, before this Passover comes, we need to be consumed with love. We want great things to happen. We want healings. We want deliverances. We've got to get love to a height. We got to get love dripping off the walls. We got to get love just soaking everything in this place. Come here soaked in love, immersed in love. Come here expecting with love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Dropping down to verse 13 of the same chapter. For brethren, ye have been called unto liberty. Only use not liberty for occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is filled in one word. Even in this, in one word. For all the law is fulfilled in one word. Even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But who is my neighbor? What did Yeshua say? Those that do the will of my Father. Those that keep the commandments. And how we know that they keep the commandments? Because the love that they have one toward another. They knew that the disciples had been with Christ because that the manifestation of their love that was between them. But if ye bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. We let the wrong consuming take a lot of people out. Saints, let us end this great, not end, not a good word. Let us continue, hallelujah, in this great feast of love, because, you know, Passover is a great feast of love. Are we going to partake of his body and partake of his blood? All these things were shed and given because of love. Love had compelled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew. We're going to close up tonight in Matthew here. On this very same note. Hope every one of us is not letting the word slip. Matthew 25. All right. Starting at verse 34. Shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Be not forgetful to entertain strangers. So we read, let brotherly love continue. For our eyes are consuming fire. Come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. It says, for I was hungry, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Then shall the righteous answer him, saying, Master, when saw we thee hungry, and fed thee, or thirsty, and we gave thee to drink? When saw we thee a stranger, and took thee in, or naked, and clothed thee? Or when saw we thee sick, or in prison, and came unto thee? And the king shall answer and say unto you, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it unto one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Then shall he say unto them on the left hand, Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you took me not in. Naked, and you clothed me not. Sick, and in prison, and you visited me not. Then shall they answer him, saying, Master, when saw we thee hungry, or thirst, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not minister unto thee? Then shall he answer them, saying, Verily, I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me. And it says, And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High YAH. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell, Jr. That's Charles Dowell, Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G. T-O-N, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, and Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E, 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell, Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Oh, hallelujah. Such a great promise. Yes, when he comes, he shall gather up his elect. He'll gather up his children. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Comfort one another with these words. Hallelujah. Love. Love is coming. Love is coming to gather that which love expressed itself for. Those that receive the love of Yah. Love of Yah is coming back to receive you unto himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Sister Wenda. Bless you for all that you do for the ministry. Hallelujah. You, Brother Steve. Hallelujah. Such a wonderful, loved husband and wife in the ministry that is so beloved. Hallelujah. And then you know that you're loved. Hallelujah. Ain't no place for rejection there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Brother Ugly, for being a good brother, bringing the news every week. Thank you for your labor of love toward your brothers and your sister and every one of you that continue in love. Bless you and thank you. I pray that you continue in love through this week. Be consumed till we meet on Passover. Whoever's coming on Passover will be great day, great thing, great time. This feast of love, and we all get to partake of together. Hallelujah. 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 Bless you all, saints. Bless you all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.